Welcome to everyone, and thank you, Susan Knox, who is my Atlanta partner, for bringing so many of your great business leaders to the table with us today. It's going to be exciting to bridge Texas with Georgia, and that's what we're going to do today. And all of you can probably, you're going to meet some new folks, and you're going to be able to see if there's anything that you can do together. So let's talk about how this is going to work. We're expecting between 40 and 50 people here, and we've got some companies have two. There's one that has three people. I'm going to leave it up to you, but we have 2 minutes. You can imagine that if everybody talked for 2 minutes, we would be going until 3 o'clock. So many of you, I'm going to call by companies, and I will say who all's a part of that company, and there'll be a lead, and we want to hear from everybody, but just make sure you stay within the time limitation. There's one company that has three people, and I said you can go a little bit over, but other than that, because everybody that is at that company, they do something different. So and if you're looking at Malcolm, he's got a timer on there. So watch the timer, and you know when to wind up. We don't want to say, okay, we've heard enough. So we don't want to be rude. So please bear with us, because we're going to hear, just so you in what we're going to want to know, and I think Melissa is going to put it in the chat, is we're going to want to know your name, your company name, your position, where you're located, and a little bit about the company. And we also want to know what your passion is. What is it that rocks your ship? And, you know, is there something that you really love doing? And, but just do it as quickly as possible. Let's see. I want to tell those of you who are not familiar with Healthcare Think Tank, this is what we're doing with Healthcare Think Tank. We generally were meeting up until March. We were meeting monthly in all of our four locations, and that came to an abrupt halt, as you might imagine, and we immediately took on doing the Zoom conferencing. We did two a week, which like to have killed us, during the month of March, or during the month of April. Then we went to one a week, and now we're three a week, and for June, July, and you know, we don't know where we're going to be. We will eventually be a composite of having in-person meetings and the virtual conferences. It's going to be a combination of both. We're still working on how that's going to work. We're not going alphabetical or anything. What we're going to be doing is our faithful members who do pay a membership fee, they're going to be our first speakers. We've categorized them all. And then our Texas followers. And then we're going to hear from all of you guys at Atlanta. So what I hope you'll do is listen to what you hear in San Antonio. And we're going to encourage you to use the chat box for your public comments, and also your private comments to individuals. We're going to, Malcolm and Melissa are going to monitor the chat box, but unfortunately, we're not going to have a whole lot of time as we're making we're introducing ourselves to chit chat back and forth. So if you've got something, we'll help with that connection. And we're hoping that we will have time afterwards to where we can do some heavy duty connecting, but we've got to give everybody time to introduce themselves. So beware of that. And then we asked all of you,
there you go.
We asked all of you to give us your elevator pitch. We got lots of them, but we didn't get all of them. And we're going to send those out so that you'll be able to go back and you will get you'll get a copy of that with all of the pitches so that you can follow up accordingly. Okay. We'll help you as much as possible make that happen. Okay. I think I've said everything. So let's get started with our intros. And the first person I'm going to introduce is going to be my cohort in this, and with great thanks. And we're going to I'm going to introduce Susan Knox, and she's going to tell you about herself. And then my team that works with me, we're each going to introduce ourselves, and then we will start calling on you. And Malcolm, when your time comes up, Malcolm, would you please tell them how they can get speaker view? I think everybody knows, but you know, if you got the speaker view, that's going to be easier. And just give some of the etiquette that we need to follow. All right, Susan Knox.
Hello, everybody. My company is Corporate Connections, and I am a business accelerator, and I help generate revenue for companies and executives by providing high-level corporate introductions. I connect companies with other companies they need to know in order to grow, and I connect companies with capital. My tagline, it's not who you know, it's who knows you, and my passion is politics. Thank you.
Okay, that's, yeah, and her passion really is politics. Okay, let me introduce myself. I'm Linda Elliott. I'm the founder and president of Healthcare Think Tank. I also have another company, which is Elliott Connection, and I'm the president of that company. And that company is very much like Susan's company. That's why we work so well together. I help develop strategic and profitable connections for my clients. Healthcare Think Tank, we are growing it. We're maxed out in Texas, and we hope our next place is going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. So to open up the East Coast. Okay, let's get Malcolm. Would you talk?
Sure. Welcome, everyone. I work with Linda in the Healthcare Think Tank and also do computer consulting. And help with all things technology for companies. And I think what Linda had mentioned earlier, if you know the difference between gallery mode and speaker mode, in Zoom, there's a little button in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, and it says speaker mode or it says gallery mode. Gallery mode is where you have all the little individual pictures, and then speaker mode is where whoever's talking is made much bigger. So we were thinking for this event, when people are introducing themselves and talking about their company, you might want to put it in speaker mode so that they're bigger. And then you have a bar of everybody else that you can page through. And if anybody has any trouble with Zoom or while we're doing this, feel free to send me a direct message in chat or just put something in the chat and we'll make sure that you get taken care of. All right. Oh, and then Okay. Also please stay on mute when you're not talking. That helps, you know, keep the background noise. But if you have trouble coming off mute or you need help, just let me know.
Okay. Thank you very much, Malcolm. He's the go-to guy. And then we have Melissa Murray. She's sitting down in Houston and she's going to be taking notes and counting people and everything else. And so she's also a go-to person. So tell them about yourself, Melissa.
Oh, hello, everyone. It's good to see you. This is so exciting. This is kind of the first time we've done this kind of virtual networking roundtable. So fun. And let us know, you know, after all of this, you know, give us some of your feedback. We'd love it. But I'm Melissa Murray. I work with Linda Elliott and at Healthcare Think Tank. I do assist some on the Elliott Connection side, but Healthcare Think Tank is growing. I am based in Houston. So Linda and I've had a virtual working relationship for 4 or 5 years and it's working. So this is nothing new for us. You know, I'm going to allow the rest of my time to whoever would like it, but my passion, I'm the mother of three, and even though I love that, I would have to say my passion, I do love sports and theater. So email me with any of your questions, if you need connections, if you need any help afterwards, I'm happy to help.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa. And we have somebody up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I always have to go up there for when we have our in-person meetings. It's hard to run meetings. Melissa runs the one in Houston, but it's hard to get up there, and Warren Lloyd helps me a lot there, and so he's part of our team, and Warren, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Linda. Morning, everybody. Good morning here anyways, afternoon in Atlanta. Been with the IMAG Corporation, mechanical engineer consulting. I was with them for 35 years, just retired last June. So I've been retired for almost a year, and I love retirement, by the way. People ask me what I do in retirement. I live on a small ranch and 25 acres. Believe me, I don't want to have things to do for sure. And my past was designing hospitals, probably hospitals and healthcare facilities for a number of years. In 2008, when everything went south, as far as the healthcare business, I put together a business plan and made innumerable trips to the Middle East. So if you ever need a tour guide for Dubai, I don't have to get one because I've been there like 35 times, whatever. So I had a number of positions, director of engineering. Dave Smith and I are both on the board of directors of KGWW, which was just before I made, and executive principal in the Dallas office. And now I've been promoted to Linda's Uber in DFW area. Thank you.
Great.
And he knows a lot of people in the industry, and so he's going to be a good one to do some matchmaking too. We'll be working with him a lot. Okay, let's get started with you guys. It's all your show now. The first person I've got talking is Jason Puget from RVK Architects. So Jason, it's all yours.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jason Puget. I'm a principal with RVK Architects here in San Antonio. We are a commercial design firm that includes architects, landscape architects, and interior designers. I mentioned we are commercial designers. We have approximately 11 different market sectors that we work on. I specifically focus on healthcare design. I've been doing it now for 20 years of healthcare design specifically. As far as if I'm not at home and if I'm not at the office, you can probably find me at the hockey rink here in San Antonio, Texas. Wow. I know that may sound weird, but I've had a lot of great opportunities working with a lot of great mentors in the past, and being able to be that great mentor for folks here in my office, as well as the kids out on the ice, has been a great opportunity that I've been blessed with. So.
Oh, that's great. Interesting. Didn't know that about you. Okay. Next, I'm calling on Frank Hughes.
Hello. My name is Frank Hughes, of course, with Flatirons Digital Innovations. We're based out of Boulder. I personally live in San Antonio, but today I'm up at my lake house in Horseshoe Bay. We basically were digital everything. We're data capture through disposal. We do consulting work related to technical options you have, related to managing that data. And we basically can help organizations just really get a hold of the data and use it for a meaningful purpose. From passion perspective, it's really, I like people. I like having fun. I've known Linda for probably longer.
I think you want to say. You'll age us.
That's true. But we've tried a couple of business ventures together and kept friends for the longest time. And I enjoy the healthcare think tank. I'm a sponsor in all four cities, and I look forward to working with Susan in the Atlanta area, because that's actually in my territory as well. So I cover basically mid-central United States over to Washington, D.C., down to Florida, and then I actually bid on a project in Singapore this week. So a little bit of everything.
Wow. Thank you very much. Okay, now I'm going to call on the IMEG folks and Dave Smith. We've got Dave Smith with us. We've got David Waldron, and I don't know if Carrie's on or not. I didn't see her, but Dave, I'm going to call on you first.
Okay. I don't know if David's on or not. I haven't seen this on the list. But,
did you see Carrie?
I didn't see either one. So I'll just ignore what they do. we're IMEG Corporation. My name's Dave Smith. Like Warren said, we've been together for a long time. I just got 40 years in, so I've been doing healthcare all that time. You know, we specialize in all kinds of medical equipment planning, which, you know, helps clients from anything from, you know, finding trash cans to, you know, buying and finding out what is the best MRI or a CT scanner for their facility, or if they can use existing equipment. You know, we do all that type of thing. We help with purchase. We have a security group in Bastrop, Texas, that does threat assessments, helps facilities to protect staff and patrons. We do all the MEP, so basically anything that has a pipe, a duct, or a wire, we do. We do all the low voltage technology work, AV. I'm kind of happy to announce that as of June the 1st, that we acquired Cardinal Structural Engineering, which adds about 50 some people to our footprint in Texas. Gives us almost 100 people in Texas now, and adds offices in Houston. There, so right now we're in San Antonio, Bastrop, Austin, two offices, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and also an East Coast office in Reston, Virginia. So it's a great addition for us. We also do civil engineering in a lot of the areas, but not in Texas right now. So basically, passions. I've got grandkids that keep me busy. I've got 4.5 acres. I don't have the Lloyd Ranch, but part of it. So same problems. I have 6 dogs, and I have 2 giant tortoises that I inherited with a house that we can talk about a whole different story of what it takes to be a tortoise rancher.
Thank you so much, Dave. I'm dying to see those tortoises. Okay, and I looked, and David and Carrie aren't here, so you're speaking on behalf, and I think you mentioned that you are
in
charge.
Carrie's here.
Carrie, I didn't see Carrie. Okay.
I was tardy. I was. We are actively hiring, I was in the process of doing an interview. So sorry, okay. I am late.
Well, okay. Real quick, just because you're an interior designer, let's do real quick what you do at iMake.
And well, I'm actually a medical equipment planner. So as I say a lot of times, I am not an engineer. iMeg is obviously an engineering company, but we also have a lot of specialty services that we offer, and medical equipment planning is one of those specialty services. So I focus on the healthcare market nationwide. One of the benefits of being at iMeg is that before COVID, I was gone about 50% of the time. But now we're doing a lot of our stuff remote. I've got projects all the way from North Carolina to California and as far north as Michigan and Milwaukee. And then also working a little bit here in Texas as well.
Super.
Part of me, I do triathlons. I have an addiction to multi-sports. So I was excited to see now that we can finally get back to open water swimming. I have, in this period of stay at home, I actually did 4 virtual duathlon races. Everything from a 19.0 to a 69, the half Ironman distance run bike.
Wow.
So I stayed active, that's for sure. Right. And then currently in the process of doing a virtual race of run across Texas. So I have, in the month of June, I need to run 103 miles because we're splitting it between 3 of us. And I have 7 miles left to do this week.
Wow.
So that's me.
I didn't know that about you. Good to know, Carrie. Okay. iMeg's a great organization, so I'm glad that you can get to know them. And next, I'm calling on Deborah Bauer. She's one of my very good friends.
We are indeed. Thanks, Linda. Well, I'm Deborah Bauer, and I founded Drake Commercial Group over 30 years ago, started in Austin, and then went through the 80s in Austin. The end of the 80s was not so much fun, so moved it to San Antonio. And love San Antonio, been very involved. I think we're more of a boutique company, started out with over 20-some employees, but realized very quickly that my clients are... they like the personal touch, and it was easier to just go back to my son and myself with a couple of assistants. And that's where we've been successful. So we do some very large projects. We're not specific to any industry. So whether they want industrial, medical, whether they want a shopping center, office building, just raw land. We do a lot of big master plan communities, sell to the national home builders, and then sell to the multifamily groups, and then bring in the medical, and then bring in the retail and pad sites eventually. So It's been really great. We enjoy it. We have great, I call them friends instead of clients, because they all end up being, friends in the long run, and long-term relationships. So that's primarily what we do.
Okay. And I'll tell you that her grandkids are her passion. I'll say that. We don't
without
have to go
there. Yeah, without a doubt. And we I did start help start a nonprofit called Women Give Back, which we realized that a lot of the charities do not fund all the money to the charities. So there's four of us that do an event every three times a year we try, and we fund it and give all the money to the charity.
It's wonderful. Yep. Okay, next I'm going to call on Leslie Brennan with Devaney Group. Leslie, she's out of Dallas. I know you're there, Leslie.
Need to unmute?
She was having trouble getting on. Are you there?
Yes, this makes it more real when we do that, right? So we just lose time though, unfortunately. So Leslie Brennan, I'm executive director with Devaney Group. We're an architectural design firm that's 100% dedicated to the healthcare field. So anything in the health spectrum, from master planning to greenfield sites to renovation and expansion, whether it's acute care, ambulatory care, behavioral health, which I actually was late because we just had a soft ribbon cutting for MedCity McKinney, the behavioral health complex, which it's taken about a year and a half, and through COVID, we just opened, as well as a rehab hospital. But we're 100% in the healthcare spectrum. I personally started out as an architect, then a general contractor, worked for Trammell Crow on the development side, and then came back around on the business development side with the architectural firm that's really dedicated, very passionate about what we do. So big projects, small projects, it's all about the people, the persons, and I'm basically trying to listen and try to figure out who's best for what the needs are, whether it's our firm or whether there's another need that I can help push to. I think if you assist people, it comes back to you, as they all say. So just my passion from work perspective is just the people I meet, I'm very much into knowledge and learning and growing. So there's something in healthcare that you learn every single day that changes and grows. We're five offices across the country. I'm in the Dallas office. Our lead designer's in Dallas office, but he's working we've got three offices in California, and we're in Phoenix as well. We work across the country. We also do work in the Southeast. So it really kind of depends on what the need is or where we can be at assistance to grow. I would say personal passion is anything building. A lot of it's outside, landscape. I'm always ripping or tearing something apart. Or if I can, I'm an avid golfer, even though I don't necessarily always run the numbers on it, I like to do what I can.
Right. And she's a great gal. So we've grown quite close. Okay. Now, thank you, Leslie. Now I'm going to call on two people, Louis Doucette, who owns a traveling blender, and a good friend of mine, Madeline Justice, works for him. So Louis, Madeline.
Hi, I'm Louis Doucette. I own a company called Traveling Blender, and we are magazine publishers. We do a variety of magazines in the San Antonio and Austin markets. We've been in business since 2009. We do magazines like San Antonio Medicine for the Bexar County Medical Society. We do Real Magazine for the San Antonio Riverwalk Association. We do Austin San Antonio Home Design Decor, which is an upscale lifestyle book. We do the Fiesta Commission's big annual Fiesta magazine, for those of you from San Antonio. We do the Playbill programs for Playbill out of New York. We do Cordillera Ranch Living. We do quite a few different publications. They're all niche to specific target audiences. All the content was locally sourced, locally written. They're all unique for each specific target. What we've been real good at with our clients, our advertisers, is marrying up their marketing needs with the specific targeted demographics each of the publications reach, so that we're not randomly taking advertising dollars and shoving them in a magazine because we can make some money off of it. We really try to marry publications to clients so that they get good results, and that's what's made us successful. It's most of our publications are number one in their particular niches, and they generally drive good results for our clients.
Great. Thank you so much. And Madeline is one of your key people that makes
sense. Madeline's been with me for a few years now. She's been a joy to have. I just wish I had more of her. Anybody has any interest in any of the magazines, you can look at most of them on our website. If you have an interest, you can always call me or Madeline. We'll be glad to answer any questions you've got about any of the publications we own or manage.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Lewis. And next I'm calling on Sean Lilly with MassHealth. He's in Austin.
Hi, Sean Lilly with MassHealth. Yes, I'm in Austin. We do all things data. We're a small shop here in Austin. Our clients are mostly hospitals, providers, so doctor's offices. We tend to dabble in the revenue cycle. So that means finances. That means we tell stories about which payers are paying you, which payers are not paying you, which insurance companies are slowing payments down. Are you collecting enough money at the point of service? If you use collections agencies, are they doing their job well? So if you have data, we take that data and we convert that to stories. About half consulting and half software as a service. So just kind of consider us any problems that you come out of with any kind of finance meeting that you need to have an answer to some kind of financial story, we can help you with that. We deal with all types of data off of all types of systems. Personally, passion, I'm usually just running. I'm an endurance kind of geek as well. So luckily you can still run alone around here. So that's what I'm usually doing. That's it.
Great. He's in great shape too, by the way. Okay.
Linda, I don't mean to interrupt, but Malcolm, the timer wasn't clicking off on the last one, just so you know.
I know, that was a human error, not a technical error.
Okay, he's not on, there he is. Okay, Allison DePauli.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Allison DePauli and I own a boutique consulting firm. We help employers eliminate the overspend in their healthcare budget and get budgeting predictability with happy side effect that employees often have lower or no out-of-pocket costs and have access to higher quality care. I do a lot of data analysis, and the latest thing that will set your head on fire is I just did an analysis for a fairly large employer in San Antonio, and we found 19 instances of a CMP test, which Medicare pays about $12 for. There is a facility in San Antonio billing $1,680.97 for.
Whoa.
So you don't let that happen in your health plan. You don't need to. That's the latest thing. The guy who ran the analysis for me called me and said, are you sure this is the right data? I'm like, yeah, yeah, it's right. So everybody was surprised by that. So I find that stuff all the time. I live in San Antonio. I come from South Florida and the East Coast. And from a passion perspective, I am so happy that I got to go spin this morning. This is the second time that I've gone. They finally released their rule about gloves. I'm sorry, I cannot spin and wear gloves at the same time. So I got to do that this morning. And I have a newfound love for the sauna and something called a Somadome, which is a meditation pod. If you have access, I highly advise you try it. It is incredibly relaxing.
Cool, very cool. I'll talk to you about that off channel here. Okay, thanks very much, Allison. She is so bright and she's really saved a lot of people a lot of money. Mike Moskowitz, and he is in Austin. We got you, Mike? Malcolm, can you tell what's happening with Mike?
His camera is black and he is unmuted. There he is.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Linda. Timing couldn't have been crazier. As soon as you introduced me, I lost. I am back.
Uh-oh. You're cutting out.
And running. I guess I share.
Okay.
Let's move on and come back.
We're going to move back. I'm going to get back with you, Mike.
Okay.
Work out your issues. Okay. Next, I've got Kevin Wood, who is responsible for all of this. I will say he's the one that expanded us. And he's with Winstead. I don't know if Sarah's on this call or not. Have you seen her, Kevin?
No, she's not on. She and I talked earlier today, and she
okay.
had some. So thanks, okay. Linda. And as always in life, I either take the blame or the credit. So I'll take the credit this time. I really enjoyed it and all the times we've had. As Linda mentions, my name is Kevin Wood. I am with Winstead PC in our Austin office. I have been with this law firm for a little over 4 months, moving from the prior law firm I had been with, which is where we got the relationship mm-hmm. with Think Tank for over 14 years. We did start our relationship in San Antonio and have moved across the firm and offices, and I look forward to continue the relationship via Winstead. Winstead is a full-service law firm. I am a shareholder in the office, Austin office. And we have 6 offices across Texas with also offices in Charlotte, North Carolina, and New York City. My practice is specifically 100% in the healthcare industry. And just from my elevator speech, any type of healthcare provider we can help, from forming a practice or their provider entity to operations, to if the government comes knocking, which you never want them to knock on the door, so we try to help them to keep that from happening. I work really closely with my Austin team. 4 of us moved together, so we are a great team and excited to be here. My passion, I love to sing, and in a prior life, I have 2 older, and my children are 22 and 24, and long ago in a prior life, I did a lot of musical theater, so.
Oh, I didn't know that about you, Kevin. I'm loving this passion stuff. So we'll have to hear you offline. Okay, let's go back. Mike, are we good to go?
We are good to go. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate you giving me a second chance. I share my internet Wi-Fi with 3 other family members, 2 of which are teenage girls, so you can only imagine how that goes. I'm Mike Moskowitz. I'm with Frost Bank. I'm a senior vice president. I always say that I've had 2 lives. My first life was healthcare administration. Did that for 12, 13 years. And from there, I jumped into banking and work exclusively with healthcare providers. Frost Bank, for those of you in Texas, I'm sorry, Atlanta, I can't help you, but for all the callers in from Texas, Frost is the largest regional bank where we treat everybody significantly. We provide square deals and keep your assets sound. We're a full service bank, provide lending, investment, insurance. My focus is 100% on providing credit and service to healthcare providers in Central Texas, primarily in Austin, San Antonio. I do have some clients in Houston and Dallas. Anything from real estate loans to lines of credit to commercial lending. Frost received some national recognition lately with the PPP loan. We mm-hmm. did over 18,000 applications, working around the clock, night and day for about 2 weeks. So very proud of my team with that. My passion is I got back on the golf course this weekend, which was fun, although I almost melted out there. It was so hot. I'm looking forward to college football, living in Austin. UT is big with that. And lastly, I have 2 teenage girls. One is going to be a senior, which is exciting. And then I have a sophomore, so busy with them. Thank you for the time.
Thank you so much, Mike. And they are our bank member in Austin and in San Antonio. So we love Frost. Okay, I'm going to call on our Comdata friends. We've got Chris Simpson, And we've got Ryan Wood with us. Chris is in Houston and Ryan is in Dallas-Fort Worth area. So who's going to talk first? Chris, real quick. Is Chris on? I know I saw Ryan. Ryan, Chris, why don't you?
Chris was running late, so he was going to let Ryan.
Okay, Ryan, take over. Let's hit it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm having the same issues as Mike. My internet's having problems, so I had to figure out how to work it on my phone. So thanks, Linda. Thanks for having me. My name is Ryan Wood. I'm the director of sales at ComData. Our headquarters is in Nashville, Tennessee, and I actually moved here from there about 3 years ago. So currently residing in Dallas. I've been loving it ever since, been meeting a lot of great people and finding a lot of potential clients that would be a great fit for our solution. So at ComData, we're the largest issuer of commercial MasterCard and the largest issuer of commercial fleet cards. So if anyone's had any experience in the trucking space, ComData would be a familiar name. We're a financial technology company that, in my role, really helps companies maximize the value of their accounts payable department by improving payment efficiencies, eliminating paper checks, and mitigating against payment risk. So what that essentially allows is organizations to migrate to a paperless payment process and essentially turn their AP department into a profit center as opposed to a cost center, which is typically what AP is defined as. So it's been increasingly popular and important today in a world where remote working has become the new norm, and especially when additional bottom line margins are becoming important with the way that the economy is currently. So that's become crucial. And because of this, it's become what we're doing is becoming a more important initiative, especially in healthcare. Right. So, but we work with all organizations. So essentially anyone that has bills to pay will see value in our solution.
And he just picked up a client. It's one of the largest hospitals in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So congratulations on that. So,
correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
And your passion.
So golf, I really like golf. It's getting a little too hot for that. So I grew up in Tennessee. I went down to Florida a bunch. So I love deep sea fishing. I would say I love College Game Day. I'm kind of missing that right now. So that's another one. And then lastly, sushi. I'm a huge sushi guy. So.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Ryan. Thanks. Love seeing you when I go to Dallas. Okay, now we've got KPN Health, and we've got Kim Pachanik, who is the CEO there, and somebody who works with her is Mike Platt. So, Kim, I'm going to give it to you.
Linda, Susan, thank you. Yes, my name is Kim Pachanik, CEO of KPN Health here in Dallas. We have two sides of the house, and we've grown through the years in both sides. The one side is data. We believe we've become experts through the years of extracting and aggregating claims and EHR data from multiple EHRs and creating very highly accurate data pools or data warehouses by which we put our solution sets on top of. Our solution sets not only provide greater clinical outcomes, but also lost revenue. Since March 13th, we have been focused primarily on the advisory side of our house. Mike Platt is on the call. He's president of our advisory division. And we've taken our management team, which by design is made up of executives outside of healthcare, and we are advising our clients, which are hospital systems and ACOs, on how to financially keep their doors open, how to manage a crisis, how to access the emergency funds that are available. And we have found that at the provider level, at the physician level, and even at the management level, the lack of that understanding. So it's become we've been working around the clock since March 13th, I'm sure like most of you have as well. My passion is in the rural and underserved areas. I was born and raised in South Georgia. I've grown a farm here in Dallas over the past decade. So it is not only the rural community hospitals, but what we're seeing here in the state of Texas is that most will not begin to feel the financial hurt until mid to late summer. So then we're hyper-focused on ensuring that those doors stay open as well.
Thank you so much, Kim. Okay, love that. And next I'm going to call on Stan Merritt with MR3 Health. Stan, tell us what you stand for.
I'm going to turn my camera on here. I had it off because I was busy eating lunch. But thanks for the time, Linda. Yeah, my name's Stan Merritt. I'm 45 years in healthcare, master's in computer science from Texas A&M. The diploma's behind me here. And the lot of different phases of healthcare I've been involved in. The company with now is MR3 Health. And we do, it's a young growing company. We collect vital signs from chronically ill patients and pass that information to their physicians. The physicians are our customers in that mix, but we're basically doing all the heavy lifting for them, sending them alerts when patients are having negative situations. And so that's a way to for some of the docs to make a little extra money under Medicare. The remote patient monitoring billing codes allow that. And mostly we work with ACOs, so the KPM people might be interested in hearing more about that. On the business side, my passion is just seeing that patients get quality care. Historically, preventative care has not been the forefront of a lot of medicine, and it's becoming that, and I'm excited to see that. And on the personal side, my passions are the Word of God. I'm involved in several Bible studies, spending time with my wife and my 5 grandsons that are all involved in sports right now.
Okay. Thank you very much, Stan. I appreciate that. And next, I don't think I've seen Terry Hoekstra on. Terry, are you around? I went and looked. Does anybody see him on the call? Okay. Then next, I'm going to call on, I haven't seen Karen Perucki, but so, no, I think I did see Karen, and Dewey Markham from Tarquette. So Dewey, why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you do?
Okay. Tarquette is a commercial flooring manufacturer based in Paris, France. And we have manufacturing facilities in Dalton, Georgia, Solon, Ohio, and Florence, Alabama, also in Italy, China, and Scandinavia. And we're a full range manufacturer of all commercial products. And Karen and I primarily service the healthcare market, acute care and senior living market. So we provide solutions for those two areas in addition to the government market too. So Karen covers the Houston market, and I cover the Dallas-Fort Worth market for Tarquette products. Okay. On a personal note, I've been in Dallas for 40 years. I enjoy hunting, fly fishing, and gardening.
Great. Thank you very much, Dewey. I saw that Karen's on it. So Karen, we will keep you advised. Do you have anything else to say?
Just that I said hi. I'm sorry I didn't have my video on earlier. One, yes, I was eating. And two, I look like heck coming back from PT. So, oops.
Okay. I'm glad you could be on.
Thank you
all so much. Okay. Next, I'm going to call on Stephen Donnelly with JLL.
Thanks, Linda. My name's Stephen Donnelly. With JLL, the second largest real estate company globally. I specifically focus on healthcare. I'm the healthcare platform lead for the South Central region. The South Central region covers all of Texas except for Houston and extends all the way up to Kansas City. I live in San Antonio. However, I report through the Dallas office as a regional director for the healthcare program. So I'm part of the PDS group, which is Project and Development Services. So we do owner's rep and project management for any type of healthcare facility, whether it be acute care hospitals, outpatient facilities, office space, medical office space. We have a team that can manage those projects, track budgets, manage schedules. We work consistently with architects and civil engineers and all the design consultants. So we manage that whole process on behalf of an owner. I guess my passion is soccer. I'm a blended family, so I've got seven kids, and all seven of them at one point in time have played soccer. And I am currently on three teams right now. Don't tell my wife that. I guess the other thing I'm passionate about is I went to school at Texas A&M.
Yay for you.
But I've got two girls that are graduating this year. One of them is going to UT and the other one's going to UTA. So I'm really struggling with accepting that. Mm-hmm. Glad to be on this call, and thanks for setting this up, Linda.
Well, thank you for being on it. And we want to get you more and more and more involved. And so lots of people on this call, y'all need to know each other, because he works with a lot of the people that are in construction and engineering and so forth. So thank you. Let's go on to Candace Bryant. It's Time Texas. She's up in Austin.
Hi there, I'm Candace Bryant, and I am the Senior Director of Development for It's Time Texas, a health and wellness organization that's statewide, but based in Austin, Texas. I like to start with what I love about It's Time Texas. And what I love is that we empower individuals to be the CEO of their own health without losing sight that health is really a systemic issue and a systemic process. So we are able to turn a complex landscape into coordinated and celebrated local efforts. Our mission is to ignite a social movement empowering Texans to live thriving lives through healthier lifestyles and building healthier communities. And personally, I just really love building strategic relationships that make an impact to improve the health and wellness of Texans, to include policy and advocacy work. Personally, I am unapologetically American. I spent 20 years working with the military and law enforcement, so I am advocates of both. I love connecting with people, and I love to read and grow through my reading.
Oh, thank you very much, Candace. That's great. Okay, next I'm going to call on Gretchen Chudy. Is Gretchen on?
Yes, sorry, I was muted. Thank you, Linda. Can you hear me now?
We can.
Okay, great. I'm with Carr Healthcare. We are a commercial real estate firm. I live in Austin. But we are coast to coast, headquartered out of Denver, Colorado, actually Lone Tree, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver. We have agents in basically almost every state now, multiple throughout the state of Texas, but I cover Austin. And I'm just thankful to be here to tell you a little bit about us. We're a little different in that we only play in the tenant buyer side. So we only are hired by doctors, maybe equity groups that on the buyer side, never develop, never list a property. So we're just on that side, no conflicts of interest. We're a great partner for whether it's an independent single doctor, physician, or maybe even a vet. Technically we do all healthcare, six verticals plus. But also, if someone wants to be, let's say they're headquartered in Austin and they're going to expand, well, when they go to Austin or when they go to Dallas or when they go to Louisville, Kentucky or to Charlotte or to Tampa, they can have one source to have like a turnkey strategy that they know they can count on with really high caliber individuals that know the market and know healthcare. So that's just a little bit about Carr. We are not Carr Development in Austin, we're Carr Healthcare, so it's different. Personally, I'm a very passionate person, so I've had a lot of, kind of like Mike, he's had several lives. I have two. I study dietetics, so I love food, I love wine, I love learning about those things. I never get tired of it. I love eating and all of that along those lines, but I also love yoga. So I've been a power yoga instructor over the years. I've enjoyed power yoga for 20. I've been certified for a while and most recently did a one at Wanderlust Yoga Austin. It was incredible. So really I'm passionate about helping people with just presence and enjoying themselves and movement and just, feeling good. So a little about me. Thanks, Linda.
Ah, that was great. Thank you, Gretchen. And next we're going to go from Austin and we're going to go up to Dallas. Did I see Robert Potter on? Is he there? Malcolm, Melissa, do you see him?
I didn't see Robert join, no.
Okay. Okay. Then let's talk to Michael Wechter. I saw Michael here.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah. And that's always a surprise, isn't it? Michael is her.
I get a lot of questions. My name is Michael Wechter. I'm the owner of Wechter Consulting Group. And I spent about 10 years on the hospital side, doing hospital administration, mostly with the Baptist Health System. And I started this company about 3 years ago. And we do business development, marketing, and community outreach for physician practices primarily. So we work with physicians. We customize plans based on their goals and their vision for their practice. And we help them, you know, develop their practice and optimize their business however they prioritize. I have a physician relations manager that's working with me. She's a former administrator as well. And we've been able to stay really busy through the shutdown, which has been a blessing for us. And we've been able to keep our clients busy, which is good as well. I have a one-year-old and a three-year-old, so I don't have time for a lot of passions. But I volunteer with the American Cancer Society, and I chair the Ranch Chic Fashion Show for them. So cancer is something that affects all of us, and that's near and dear to my heart.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. Okay, let's move on. Is Jay Evans with us? Do we see him? Malcolm? Melissa? Okay. Let's move on. If Jay's not with us, let's move on to John Russell of Datacom Sales. Is he here? Let me know real quick so I can keep going.
I don't see him on the call.
Okay. Let's move. I do know that Megan Williams is here. It's your turn, Megan.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good, how are you?
Good, well, thanks for letting me join today. This is my first meeting with this group, and Leslie Brennan with Davini had introduced me or shared information about it. So thank you, Leslie. My name is Megan Williams. I live in Dallas, Texas. I work for Lincoln Harris Corporate Services Group, which is a division of Lincoln Property Company. Our division is about 385 people now that just focuses on healthcare real estate with the hospital systems, providers, investors. We have about 34 million square feet of property that we provide services for across the country. You know, our big markets are Texas and Florida. I think we have offices in every, you know, a lot of the big cities in Texas, including San Antonio, Austin, and Houston, mm-hmm. As well as Atlanta. I know we have Atlanta folks on the call today. We primarily are property management, accounting, transaction services, where I fall in, project management, as well as valuation and compliance for the health systems as well. I've been with the company almost 4 years, and I'm excited about joining this group. Born and live in Dallas now, but grew up in Milwaukee, so I'm a diehard Packers fan. It's been an interesting offseason, so we'll see how we do this year. My husband and I bought a house at the end of last year, and it's been quite a large renovation project, so that has become my passion.
And also, I'd like to say, and I haven't looked at some of the others, but why don't you get us your description so that we can share it with everybody? We're glad to have you with
okay.
us.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd submitted that. I'll do that.
Okay. Okay. We're almost through with San Antonio. I'm going to call on Lindsay Herman Nolan of Nolan Practice Management.
Well, hi, everybody. I think I know a couple of you, but I am Lindsay Herman Nolan. I own Nolan Practice Management in San Antonio. So what we do is we manage various physician practices throughout the city and the surrounding areas. We provide full service, so we go everywhere from billing and credentialing and financial management through to operations and human resources. So we are trying to be a one-stop shop for your physician practices. Personally, I have a master's in healthcare administration from Trinity here in town and spent about 5 years in the hospital side before getting into the small business and small practice side. So the company has been open for coming up on a year and a half, almost 2 years. So it's exciting. So and then I guess personally, my husband and I have a one-year-old puppy. And so she basically is all of our attention, even when we don't want it to be. So she keeps us busy and keeps us running around. So she's a handful for us, but yeah.
Well, good to have you with us. Good to have you with us. Okay. Now I'm going to call on two people who have been up and over in Atlanta on some Zoom calls, and it's Ramon Coronado, who was one of our big speakers. We've got him, and he sort of settles up with Felipe Vasquez and Pat Riley. So I'm going to turn it over to you all. Who's going to talk? Ramon, do you want to talk?
Sure, I'll do it. I'll get started. So thank you for having me here. It's exciting to be with you, because if you're here, that means that you're the best at what you do. And that's exciting to be with minds like that. So I'm very excited to be here. I am a biotech entrepreneur. I'm in San Antonio, and what that means is, like, I go and do nerdy stuff in the laboratory, try to find solutions, and then once I find something very appealing, I try to make a business out of it. That's essentially the concept of what I do. And right now we have a few babies on the cooking, because we have a few technologies that came out, and that's, I'm going to talk about one of them, and the other ones are going to be related to what I'm doing with Felipe and Pat. I work with a company called Peritor. What we did is we found a way of doing everything that mesenchymal stem cells do. For those who don't know, they're good for joint pain and tweaks and things like that, but we can do it without having to use cells and at only 1% cost of what mesenchymal stem cells will do. So we have that capability, and we launched that company, and we're just now raising funds to get it through the FDA. So it's exciting. The other baby that we have with Felipe and Pat is a very exciting technology, because we got our proprietary formula that we use for feeding stem cells in the laboratory. And we're like, what if we use the food that we use for feeding the stem cells into a face lotion? And we try to feed the stem cells from your skin. And then we did a few trials, and it worked wonderfully. We're like, wow, we're onto something here. So why don't we just, Felipe and Pat, why don't you guys help me out to commercialize this? And that's what we're doing right now with them in Avenor Cosmetics, which is launching very soon. And my passions, I'm addicted to learning. I like learning about stuff. I'm a rock climber. I like to hold my breath and dive as deep as possible on a lake or the ocean. Weird stuff. I like training dogs too. I like dog training. Wow. And with that, I'll pass it on to Philippe.
Okay. And I'm going to look so much different, because I'm going to try this face cream starting tomorrow. Okay.
Absolutely.
Philippe.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Ramon. I'm Felipe Vasquez here in San Antonio. I'm the president of Vasquez & Associates Global Medical Supply. What we do is we are a bridge. We take American medical products, and we take them to different markets, especially South Asia and Latin America. But the most exciting part right now is talking about Avenoir, and you're going to be one of the first people in the world to see the new presentation of Avenoir. It's basically a small miracle in a bottle, and the way the creator, Ramon, defined it, I love it, is basically a concentrator PRP. So for those who have seen the videos of vampire facelift, and they're so horrible and painful and very expensive, this is basically the solution. This is a better serum, anti-aging, and you are going to see in the market starting next week. So we are very, very excited. My passion is basically work. I make sculptures, the ones that you see behind, and travel. But for the past 3 months, I've been anchored in San Antonio, but a very, very passionate about launching Avenoir. So very soon you're going to see more and more. So please, Pat. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Very quickly, I'm humbled to be able to work with Ramon and Felipe on this great project and Vasquez and Associates worldwide. It's just such a pleasure working with Ramon and all that he's bringing to life. My passion is doing anything that I can to help soldiers and save soldiers' lives, as which I'm very much involved. Mm-hmm. Ramon, we've spoken about developing in some great products to help recovering soldiers on the battlefield and burn patients. So thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Pat. And I'll see you all tomorrow and get my bottle. Okay, and I'll let you all know how it works. Okay, I'm turning it over to you, Susan. It's okay. All yours. Let's Great. Meet all of your wonderful people.
Thank you so much. And just to kick this off, you all, I have to say that I met Pat Riley through Linda Elliott, and Pat introduced me to Oded Weiss, who is on the call, and I introduced Oded to Eric Seidel, and I'm just telling you, this connection business absolutely works because we're all doing business together, and it began with me meeting Linda, and then just follow the trail, so people do business with people they know, like, and trust, and I highly encourage you all to really look at the guest list and reach out and get to know each other.
And you've been involved with Stan Merritt, and you've been
and
involved
Stan
with
Stan Merritt, exactly, yeah, exactly. And Ramon has been on a couple of my calls and several others. So look, we're gonna marry Texas and Georgia and all in between. So I'm thrilled to be here. Jeff Plank, are you still on with us? Let's see. Okay. How about Robbie Rupert? Robbie, are you on?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, there's Jeff. Hang on, Robbie. Hold 1 second. Jeff, will you kick us off real quick? We can't hear you. Sorry. We can't hear you, Jeff. Okay, Robbie, why don't you go, please?
Okay, I'm Robbie Rupert. I'm a CEO and founder of Progenics Clinical Services. We are a Georgia Tech ATDC company. We're based in both Atlanta as well as in Gainesville, Georgia. And we do pharmacogenetic testing, which is the science of how your body responds to medicine. But most importantly, right now, we are heavily involved in doing coronavirus testing throughout the United States. Primarily our clients are nursing homes. We're probably the first company that ever had a live data feed between large industrial pharmacies and nursing home databases and a genetic database. And so that's pretty much what we do. And we're staying busy as we can possibly be, run about 1,000 specimens a day. So we're a high capacity, high throughput lab here in Gainesville, Georgia. My passions are golf and building businesses and sailing and University of Georgia football. And so that's who we are. That's what I do. I enjoy lecturing at the University of North Georgia and the Entrepreneurship Institute and mentoring young people in development of businesses. So I hope you got that.
That's great. You're also very political.
Yeah, I'm pretty go Trump.
That's right. Love it. That's great. Okay. Let's see. Is Mark Fonseca on? I don't see Mark. Okay. Let's try Jeff Plank again. Jeff, we're going to try you again. Well, we can't hear you. I'm sorry.
It's squeaky.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. Okay. How about Todd Whitson? Are you on, Todd?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Great to see everybody.
Great to see you.
Yeah. I have a company called Advantage Medical Products and Consulting.
We like to call ourselves a high-powered boutique business and consulting firm. We focus on medical device and products. Our core team, all of us have spent more than 30 years in the healthcare space and medical device product space, both in the U.S. and international markets. We help companies develop their business, increase their real and distinct value, differentiate themselves in their markets. We help companies, these companies and inventors and entrepreneurs connect to the internal and external required resources to commercialize their products, bring transformational products to market, fund their products, fund their companies and their mergers and acquisitions through capital funding resources that we have. And we'd love to work with you if you're looking to find a market or looking to connect in a market specifically in the healthcare industry in the medical products and device market. So play a lot of tennis, do a lot of water sports, do a lot of outdoor trekking. Love the outdoors. Pretty passionate about this group.
What is that?
It's family.
My family.
Okay, great.
And pretty passionate about this little guy.
Aw, how cute.
Awesome. That's great. Well, Todd, thank you for being on. You've been on many of Healthcare Think Tank, so I think a lot of people may know you now. Let's see. Is Eric Seidel with us?
Yes, he is.
Hey, Eric. Tell us about you.
Company is the Media Trainers, and each of you has a story to tell and a need to reach certain audiences and get ahead of your competition. That's what I do, especially getting you into the news arena through the various, and there are many, many uncountable sources of doing that now with the internet. So that's what I do. And as Susan said, I work with Odeb Weiss now with Oxygenium. I'm a native of Washington, D.C., actually Silver Spring, Maryland, but I've been here in Atlanta for almost 34 years this time. So this is home. And my passions are red wine, although I like a good Sauvignon Blanc this time of year, usually from the Marlborough section of New Zealand. My grandkids, Israeli innovation and Israel in general, and also the Friends of the Israeli Defense Forces. I'm on the board of that organization, and it is just incredible to see children, literal children, who protect Israel day and night. Wonderful experience seeing that, and I don't think I'm forgetting anything.
I think you did a great job, Eric.
I come out of radio, and my two closest friends are, for those of you in Dallas, Brad Sham, who is the voice of the Dallas Cowboys. He and I went to college together in the University of Missouri Journalism School. He's like a brother. And the other is Sean Hannon, who I hired here in Atlanta, worked for me for 4 years, and remains a very dear friend.
So Eric lives up the street from me, and we've known each other for many, many years, and have become better friends than clients, right?
That's true, and we enjoy red wine together, too.
Yes, right? We do. Yes, we do. Thank you for being here. Okay, is Odeb Weiss?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Jeff. Yes.
Yeah, for some reason, I had to leave the meeting and join again. I don't know why it wasn't working. So can I?
Please, you're up.
Am I 2 minutes? Okay. So thanks, Susan, so much for inviting me. I don't see the timer. I'm going to start my own timer. But I work for Warren Averett. We are a full-service accounting consulting firm. We've got 15 offices throughout the Southeast. We have 900 employees. I'm a partner in our consulting division. So my specialty areas are business valuation, transaction advisory services, and strategy consulting. So let me tell you a little bit about our healthcare practice. We have, you know, various industries that we specialize in, but very, very deep, extensive healthcare practice. Over 150 years of experience in that area. Of course, we do tax and audit work for physician practices and hospitals, and a whole host of other services. Not to get into all of them, but strategic planning, cost reporting, cost accounting, operational assessments. A little bit about me personally. I actually grew up in Texas, was born in Corpus Christi, grew up in West Texas, El Paso. I moved to Atlanta in 98. between Atlanta and El Paso. I lived all over the world. I was in the military for 6 years and lived in Turkey and Honduras and Boston and Washington, D.C. and Seattle area. I've got a lot of passions, as a lot of people do on this call. I'm glad to hear some other endurance athletes on there. I'm passionate about God and my faith, passionate about politics, maybe not as much as you are, Susan, but probably done 200 multi-sport events through the years, all the way up to full Ironman triathlons. Last year, I was in Mongolia doing a 500-mile mountain bike race in Mongolia. So that's a little bit about me personally. And two boys, five, just turned five and seven.
And Jeff is very well connected, a total giver. And if you want to reach out to anybody in Atlanta, please reach out to Jeff Plank. He's got a golden Rolodex, as they say.
Thank you.
Yes, we are wrapping up here. I think Valerie Darling is our.
And you had Odette is on the phone.
Okay, we're going to save you, Valerie, to wrap it up for us. Odette, would you please tell us about yourself, please? Oxygenia.
Yes. So, hi everybody. I'm Odette Weiss. I shut off my camera because Susan said it's a bunch of good-looking people today. But let me see if I can turn it on.
There you are.
Here I am. But okay, and I say, and I also have an accent. Thank you. I'm the CEO of Oxygenium, and Oxygenium is developed an ultra portable oxygen generator that is the only one that's capable to deliver safely adjustable amount of high flow oxygen, and it's a medical grade. It started as a passion of saving people life. It designs to save life that are being lost today because of the COVID pandemic. We solved the problem of traditional oxygen cylinders. There's no other portable system that can deliver a high flow rate beside us today in the market. And COVID-19 patient during the disease and post-recovery, they need that high flow. Front page of the New York Times. I do not read the New York Times. I'm more like you guys. I'm here in New York. There's nothing exciting over here. But oxygen becomes scarce during the pandemic, and there's a global humanitarian need for oxygen. I would like to thank Patrick, who's here, and he's a partner. He's helping us. He has two kids, one kid who left and another kid on a third tour in Afghanistan. I would like to thank Jeff Plank, who I spoke to him briefly and already introduced me to two other people. Eric Seidel, who prepped me before in a small interview with the Jerusalem Post. And the article came down and became a success, international success. And thank you, Candy. I never met you, but you're unapologetic American. And Susan, of course. And I'm down to the 2 minutes.
Odette is a wonderful man. We've all become friends. I mean, Pat, Jeff, Eric, this is what's so fun about what we do. I just love it. So thank you, Odette, and you look great, and you're a great American. Last but not least, Valerie Darling, tell us about yourself, and we'll wrap it up.
Hi, everyone. So it's definitely not the best for last, but I would love to meet you all, especially those of you who have worked together in startups, because that's my passion. I am a builder and leader of commercial divisions and teams for medical and healthcare companies. I have built and led sales, marketing, business development, and operations forces and whole divisions for several companies, Fortune 30 companies like Johnson & Johnson, their first hospital division, and the oncology and immunology division for Cardinal Health. And then I turned around several Fortune 50 companies as well with their sales and marketing teams to post solid gains. And then my favorite, though, is to work and lead from the ground floor up, build commercial organizations for startup companies. So I was one of the four originals for a company you may know called Genzyme. I was also one of the four originals for Zymogenetics, which is a surgical division. Genzyme, of course, is genetic and rare diseases. And most recently was a VP of commercial operations for OpGen, which is genomic diagnostics with bioinformatics and analytics for hospital systems. Right now, I am working with several startup companies.
I'm really, really excited about. One is an AI med tech company that won the Southeast Medical Device Association of the Year award winner last year called RCE Technologies. And I'm working now in a new role with a company called Vic Technology Venture Development. So finding disruptive technologies from the universities in the Southeast and the East Coast in life sciences, forming companies around them, funding them in seed stage capital, and then leading them as a CEO. So that's a new role that I've taken on, and it's really exciting. So I love startups. So if anyone would like to talk about startups, that's one of my passions. My other passion is I speak several languages. I'm bilingual Spanish. I speak several other languages. So I love world travel. So I'm hoping to get back to that when COVID lifts and with some other additional business opportunities. So thanks for having me very much, Susan and Linda, as always. And it's been a pleasure meeting all of you, and I'll look forward to connecting with you.
Yeah, great. Wonderful. Okay.
Linda and Susan, I think Ben Perkins is on as well.
Okay. Ben, you're with Robbie Rupert's company, correct?
I am not, actually. I'm with PH Partners.
Okay.
And PH Partners is an investment bank solely focused in healthcare and life sciences. So I'm a 20-plus year investment banker, ran the practice for Ernst & Young globally out of Manhattan for almost 7 years. Ran the practice for Merrill Lynch out of San Francisco for almost 5 years, and I'm now based in Austin, Texas. So the last 12 months, we've done deals for LabCorp, Blue Cross, HCA, Varian Medical. Actually, Valerie, I know Zymogenetics very well. I took them public back in my days with Lehman Brothers. So Bruce Montgomery and, well, not Bruce Montgomery, but Bruce I forget his last name, though, but the
Bruce Carter, the CEO.
Bruce Carter, yeah, great guy.
He hired me. Love him.
Yeah, great guy. So the smokestack building up on the
Lake Union.
Lake there. Yeah. So basically what we do today is we leverage the relationships that I spent 20 years building with boards of directors and executives at Pfizer, LabCorp, Boehringer Ingelheim, Philips, those kinds of organizations to the benefit of my smaller companies. So in the last 12 months, we've raised over $100 million for our clients. As I mentioned, we've struck relationships for our clients with Walmart and Google and Varian and LabCorp and deals like that. So what we do is we open those doors for smaller companies and help them be successful more quickly and in a more efficient manner. As this group knows, relationships matter. We can cut through a lot of the red tape and get you right to the decision makers.
Wow. Glad we heard from you, Ben.
What's his name?
It's Ben Perkins. Who's asking that? Perkins. Is that?
Oh, that was because it doesn't just shows Ben. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so did I hear? This is Linda. Did I hear Ben that you're based out of Austin?
I am. Yeah. So we've got 15 folks with the primary offices in Austin, Texas, and we've got folks in San Francisco, Boston, and New York.
But you're living where? In Atlanta?
I'm in Austin.
You're in Austin. Well, good. Glad to have you on board. And there's some people that were just talking, Ramon in that group. They probably ought to talk to you. What do you think?
Yeah, there's been a lot of really interesting technology. So I really appreciate the invite.
Ben and Valerie, I mean, that's really impressive. We're doing a startup and getting all these technologies moving forward. So that's impressive.
And you don't have to drive that far. These are the kind of things that I want to happen with everybody where you're able to get together. We will get this list out as soon as possible, and we hope that you all will connect. And the one thing I think Susan and I would love to see, as you all would, is to share your aha stories with us so that we can share them amongst each other and show how this can work for everybody. But I saw a whole lot of things. Any of you have anything to share? I especially, it was Susan's idea to do the passions, and I see that people are sharing those passions with each other too. So,
Linda, I don't mean to interrupt, but I have found that, you know, whether you are in commercial real estate or tax and accounting, it just doesn't matter. But if you share a passion, you have an affinity with each other.
Absolutely.
Right then and there. And that can be the basis of a wonderful relationship. And, you know, it morphs into, you know, getting your families together and that kind of thing. So I think we're so focused today on who we are and what we do. And when we meet people, shake their hand and say, what do you do? But I think it's very nice, and especially in light of the world that we're living in now, it's just nice to connect on a personal level, build that relationship, and business will follow.
Yeah, it's developing those relationships. What did you all think of this? Did you get some ideas? Are there some ahas that and people that you want to reach out and get together with? We're going to make some suggestions to you, but hopefully you were able to pick up on all of it. And once you go through this list and see the descriptions, you'll go, oh yeah, I remember that. And
also, Linda, you know, it's not just all about each of us. It's who you know that you could introduce to others. And Valerie, I see you shaking your head, and you're really great at that. And I know that Jeff Plank is excellent at that. Pat Riley is great at that. So I'm sure that all of you all can really put your thinking cap on when you get this list. And when you meet people, if you can sit down and say, how can I help you? That is the five best words you can ever say to somebody, because it totally takes it off of, what are you selling me? What do you need from me? You're just putting yourself in an elevated status, and you need to be genuine and you need to mean it. But if you sit down and say, how can I help you? You will have no idea what may come out of people's mouths, and it could be personal. Mm-hmm. You have no idea. So I definitely encourage everybody to do that, because it's impactful. And another good tip I have, are we out of time? Yeah. Another tip is, if you will ask people their preferred method of communication, I can't tell you how many times people assume that you text, or they assume that you're on Facebook Instant Messenger or whatever.
And or LinkedIn.
Yeah. I mean, I can't follow, you know, a whole string of emails on LinkedIn, but that brings up a great kind of final point, Linda. You all have now probably 45 new LinkedIn connections. If you choose to link in and get to know them and set up a time to have a call or a Zoom meeting. So I think this was very valuable and time well spent, and kudos to the Healthcare Think Tank team.
Well, and one thing I do is I always go to LinkedIn, and almost all of you I looked up. If I didn't know you, I looked you up on LinkedIn. And so if you're not there, shame on you. And I will reach out to lots of these people and LinkedIn. And that's what it's all about. It's that's the way we're going to be doing business. It's the way, you know, now that we're not going to our offices and so forth, and we're not being able to meet as readily as we used to, we've got to look at it this way, and it can be done. We will be putting on several of you, even out of Atlanta, have been coming to our conferences, and if you're interested, we're happy to keep you on the list so that you can come to the conferences we have. Our next one is going to be one of the most successful food banks in the country, which happens to be in San Antonio, and we have the CEO is going to be talking about how they've been handling all of this. And we're looking for people across the country to come and talk to us. So I'll be working with Susan, Todd out of Atlanta. He's going to be very involved when we start our healthcare think tank there. And so we're a family now. So let's make this work. And share your ideas, share your thoughts with us, and we will share with all of you for being here.
Thank you, everybody, for your time. Look at it. We are right on time, Linda. Perfect.
Okay. So beware. We'll be back in touch.
And thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
The best
for
of luck
us.
To everybody.
Okay. Pleasure.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Thank you for having us.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Pleasure.
Thank you.